Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Tuesday. How are you today, Kristen?
I woke up having no idea what day it was.
When I tell you that was my first thought, too, yes. I slept so hard, I thought it was Friday.
I thought it was the weekend. And I was like, do I have work today? Do I not have work today? What day is it? What did I do yesterday? I was so confused, and it felt like it took me the longest time to figure out today was Tuesday.
That's a good thing, though, right? That means you were sleeping so hard, right? This is good?
I guess.
No.
I'm just so disassociated with what's going on that I have no idea what day it is.
I think what the problem is with sleeping harder is it always makes me more tired throughout the day. Like, I don't know why it's the days where I get 4 hours of sleep where I come in and I have like my best ideas and I'm my funniest version. I come in after 10 hours of sleep and I'm like, I'm useless.
It was so bizarre though, because I my alarm went off. So it must be a work day. But what day is, I could have swore it was Saturday or Sunday. No, was yesterday Monday? Yeah.
So. I hate when it happens on weekends where you're like, oh my God, my alarm didn't go off. And then you're like, oh damn, it's Saturday. That's kind of nice. All right, Katie, so what are you doing getting kicked out of bars, man?
It was a distillery that...
It's different.
My bad.
It's almost worse because it's a bar and they make all their goods right behind the bar.
It wasn't a restaurant. It was a cafe.
Yeah. To me, that gives a different vibe than like a bar. Like getting kicked out of a bar is probably because I've been cut off from just wild.
No, distillery. People don't get drunk at distilleries.
Well, distillery does have a different feel to me. It's almost like you're going back, you're checking out where they're making all the beers or whatever. And there's not like this set up where it is like a bar where it's like distillery has less of a party feel than a bar does.
Yes, it's more like calming and relaxing. It's like, okay, I walk around with the drink. And a bar is like, give me another. It's been a long week. Like, you know, like that's the vibe. Yeah. So
how does one get kicked out of that environment?
My girlfriend decided it would be a great idea if we had like date night and we went to a distillery. She was like, I know like this perfect place that we can have a good time at. I know that you enjoy these things because my girlfriend's really not a drinker at all. So it was mainly more so for my enjoyment. And she booked a tasting at this distillery.
Oh, cool. Oh, that was very sweet. Yep.
So they had like a tasting and you can also do a tour and just explore it because it's like, this is a huge place. And on the side of it is actually like a, what is it called? Like a venue for like they host festivals and stuff like that. If that gives you the type of vibe of what this place is. So I was excited for it because there was only like these certain times that she had booked and she took care of everything and I just like showed up. So we arrive at this distillery. It's like 4 p.m. And when you walk in, they show like all their times for their showings, their tastings. And they're like, oh, there was like two more tastings after us. Like I was looking at the time slots and I was like, okay, so we should have a good amount of time to enjoy ourselves. The tasting was first and then the tour was supposed to be afterward. And during the tasting, it was supposed to be 6 rounds with 2 options each, right?
And they're little itty bitty cups, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's little itty bitty cups, but the fact that it was both of us, I'm like, how? We got a chance to try all 12.
So it's not a shot. It's a taste.
It's a taste, but when you add up 12 of them.
Yeah.
So, you got yourself a whole beer.
It's a distillery, not a brewery. I'm assuming this is alcohol.
Yeah, it is alcohol.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was different types, like the vodkas, the tequilas, the rums.
I've never done this. Okay.
Yeah, it was a whole like variety from this place. And we are in a group about 10 of us. So 10 of us have started our tastings. We're getting to know one another. It's like, cheers. Having a great time. And the woman who was leading, hosting the tasting is basically explaining like how this one was created, what notes are this and what you can mix here, what you can mix there. So I'm really like all engaged in this and I'm having a great time learning and tasting. So out of the six rounds, we only made it to like the third round before you see like the woman who's hosting it look up behind us and it's someone like trying to tell her to wrap it up. And I turn back and I'm assuming that this is like the manager or something. And like, we're closing.
Oh, okay. So they're behind your back telling the bartender. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And she's like, and she was like getting into her groove too. And she's like, guys, I'm so sorry. They're telling me that I need to hurry this up. So this is going to be our last round. And we have to end because we have a private event and we're closing.
They didn't tell you
5 minutes.
And they didn't tell you that before you walked in there?
No.
Okay.
We walk in and it seems like everything is fine. They give us our little voucher. Hey guys, welcome. Hope you guys have a great time. Hope you all enjoy. And I'm excited because my girlfriend, we're going to try these things. We're going to probably buy something, take a tour. We didn't even make it to the tour. We got through round 3 out of 6. Did not get the tour. And they're like, sorry, we're closing. It's a private event. You guys got to go in 5 minutes.
Oh, no, that's on them, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad business.
That's poor planning on their part.
Exactly. But there was no, we apologize for the inconvenience. How can we make it up? It's, no, that's the door. You got to go out this exit
only.
Did
you not ask to get reimbursed for half, because I would have been like, I only got half my tasting, plus I didn't get a tour. It's not my fault y'all have a private event. You never should have booked this tasting if you didn't have time to do it adequately.
Katie is too nice for that. You didn't do that.
Nope. No. And for me, the fun was just sucked out of it. I didn't know what to do right then. And my girlfriend was the one in charge of booking it. And she's like, you know what? Right now, let's just find an alternative to so the rest of our night's not ruined first.
I
and then handle
that.
It later on the back end. So I feel like we should have, and that was the opportunity, but it was just, it catches you off guard right there. I'm like, well,
yeah.
Okay. You should have haggled for like a handle. Be like, listen, I won't write you a bad Yelp review if you just give us a fifth.
When I tell you they disappeared after they said you guys have 5 minutes, like any worker that was there was gone, and we just saw a sign that was for the exit, and it was like, not the way we came in. I was like, this is kind of weird.
Did you call them back or anything? Hit the manager up and go, hey?
No, because this place is also out of state, so it's weird. I know that it's not somewhere I would go back because we were traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, is it really worth it when it's not a place that I would go a whole bunch of times? I just went for that one time experience.
I want my monies.
Yeah.
I want my alcohols.
Now, Katie is a sweetie, but I don't know that you're a pushover. But have you put up some kind of review yet saying exactly what happened to you? Because I can't see you doing that.
She just did on The Burt Show.
Right.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.